Founded in 1995 as Reliance Mutual Fund inside Anil Ambani's Reliance Capital, Nippon Life took full control in 2019 as Reliance Capital's crisis unfolded, renaming it Nippon Life India AMC. Japanese ownership stabilized the franchise and fund performance improved systematically. By financial year 2025, total AUM crossed rupees 6 lakh crore with profit above rupees 1000 crore, a top 4 AMC. 1995 founded as Reliance Mutual Fund inside Anil Ambani's Reliance Capital. 2008 it becomes one of India's largest asset managers by assets under management. 2017 Reliance Capital partners with Nippon Life Insurance of Japan, and in November the company lists as Reliance Nippon Life Asset Management. 2019 as Reliance Capital's broader crisis unfolds, Nippon Life acquires full control, and in October the company is renamed Nippon Life India Asset Management. 2021 restructuring under Japanese ownership takes hold, and fund performance improves systematically. 2024 SIP flows hit record monthly highs, and Nippon India's mid-cap, small-cap and multi-cap funds rank among the largest in the country. Financial year 2025 revenue tops rupees 2,200 crore and profit rupees 1,000 crore, as total AUM crosses rupees 6 lakh crore. 2025 operating leverage keeps working in the company's favor, and ETF and passive AUM grow rapidly. 2026 it ranks among the top 4 AMCs by total AUM, with India's financialization compounding the franchise. Nippon Life India Asset Management survived the parent company crisis that very few asset managers have ever lived through. Japanese ownership stabilized the franchise, and the Indian retail SIP boom did the rest, turning it into one of the cleanest ways to own the financialization of India's household savings. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point NAM survived the parent crisis that would have ended most asset managers, Nippon ownership stabilized it, and the Indian retail SIP boom did the rest. It is, in effect, one of the cleanest listed ways to own India's household financial savings as they shift from property and deposits into funds. This is general information, not investment advice.